Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and in the wake of Donald Trump's presidency, the grassroots movement to resist his administration has also started applying pressure to prominent Democrats. Last week, thousands of protesters took their demands to the home of New York senior senator and the Senate minority leader, Chuck Schumer, right to his home in Brooklyn.
We are the resistance, and you work for us.
We are the resistance, and you work for us.
Filibuster every bill, filibuster everything.
So that was last week in front of Chuck Schumer's building. And this movement isn't just going after prominent Democrats from Washington. The protesters have also begun to target lesser known yet significantly influential state Senate Democrats from a group known as the Independent Democratic Conference. Now, members of this group, if you haven't heard of the IDC yet, it's eight senators who caucus with the Republicans in the New York State Senate, even though they are Democrats, most of them from within New York City. And they've long been criticized by mainstream Democrats for impeding their progressive agenda, allegedly. And now they face even more opposition with the advent of this resistance movement. So joining me now to name names and try to understand what the IDC is and what it isn't is New York Times Albany reporter Vivian Yee. Hi, Vivian. Thanks for doing this today.
Hi, Brian. Glad to be on.
So what is the IDC anyway, and why are eight Democrats from the state Senate caucusing with the Republicans?
So the IDC is sort of this oddity of the Albany state legislature, where a few years ago, a few state senators, mostly from whiter, slightly more conservative districts, decided to break away from the mainstream Democrats in the state Senate, who were kind of having a power struggle and squabbling over a lot of things, and it was a little bit of a mess. And so these Democrats decided to break away and form their own third conference. So it's them, the Republicans, and the regular Democrats. And ever since then, whenever the Democrats have been in a position to really establish a majority, they've argued that this kind of rogue faction of Democrats, by partnering with the Republicans to control the chamber, is really blocking what could be an otherwise really progressive agenda. And they've also accused the governor of not doing enough to try to really establish a real Democratic majority. Instead, you've got these two Democratic factions that are constantly squabbling over, you know, whose fault it is that they're not united.
And for a while, they really were blocking a progressive agenda. Now I think it's a little more vague, because for a couple of years there, they caucused with the Republicans when, if they caucused with the Democrats would have had a majority and could have put their own person in as Senate Majority Leader, who has tremendous power to determine what bills get to the floor for a vote and things like that. Now the Republicans have a majority anyway, if you count Simcha Felder, who's a Democrat, who's really a Republican. So they don't need these members of the IDC in order to have that power on the Senate floor. So why does anybody care if that's the case?
Well, in fact, it does help them to have the IDC on their side. And for the IDC, it's great because their leader, Jeff Klein, a state senator from north of New York City, gets to have a seat at the table, at the negotiating table with the governor, the assembly speaker, and the Senate majority leader. So for the Republicans, it's a cushion. You know, they have a very, very slim majority. Simcha Felder is their kind of one member that puts them over the top. And without the IDC's help, you know, it's a little bit harder to make sure everyone in the Senate gets in line.
Listeners, any questions about the Independent Democratic Conference of the New York State Senate? 212-433-WNYC. This is something you're going to hear more about. This is the mainstream Democrats at war with breakaway Democrats at a time when New York State is trying to enact legislation that staves off what Democrats consider the worst of the Trump agenda on abortion, on health care, on various things. Are some of the people who you may have voted for thinking they're regular Democrats going to help Trump indirectly? That's the question that the mainstream Democrats are trying to put into play here as we talk about it with Vivian Yee, who covers Albany for The Times. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So you mentioned their leader, State Senator Jeff Klein, who's from Riverdale and southern Westchester, right? So part of his district is in New York City, the Northwest Bronx, Riverdale, which is a whiter, as you say, more conservative district than a lot of the city. Also Tony Avella, who comes from eastern Queens, a whiter, more conservative district that tends to vote for Democrats for president but sometimes puts Republicans into the state legislature. Diane Savino, who comes from Staten Island, obviously a more conservative part of the city. But now suddenly they've got some new members who are coming from mostly minority, presumably reliably liberal parts of the city, like Marisol Alcantara, who's the newly elected state senator in northern Manhattan, Washington Heights and Inwood, who succeeds Adriano Espaillat, who, of course, has gone on to Congress. And so some people in that neighborhood, which is my neighborhood, are scratching their heads and saying, what, somebody from here joined that conservative-ish IDC? And the same thing with State Senator Jose Peralta of Queens now, and State Senator Hamilton, Jesse Hamilton of Brooklyn, also from a more liberal, more minority district. So what's going on here?
So that's exactly right, Brian. The three most recent additions to the IDC are all from these kind of more diverse, more liberal districts. And I think, you know, originally when they joined, the idea was that they felt like they were going to be able to get more done and have more of a seat of, at the table as members of the IDC. And some of their critics, and especially the mainstream Democrats, suggest that they actually were in it for the perks, you know, bigger offices, bigger staffs, committee chairmanships, things like that. But now, you know, I think for the first time, a lot of people in New York City are waking up to the fact that the IDC even exists. And they're saying, well, wait a minute, like you said, you know, why is my state senator, who I elected to be a Democrat, actually caucusing with the Republicans here? And so the same fury that Senator Schumer is facing, even Elizabeth Warren, you know, has gotten a little bit of a taste of this, even though she's pretty reliably left. So Jose Peralta, Marisol Alcantara, and Jesse Hamilton, they're all facing the wrath of protesters right now. And people are even talking about mounting primary challenges to them in 2018, which is the next Senate election cycle. Even though historically it's been incredibly difficult to unseat incumbent state legislators.
Let's get a couple of calls in here. Robert in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. State Senator Stewart-Cousins is my state senator. And
Andrea Stewart-Cousins, she's the leader of the regular Democratic caucus. It's funny how little her name is known, I guess, because it's that the regular Democrats in the Senate don't have that much power. But she's the one who could be the leader of the unified Democrats and who's really going after these breakaway Democrats. They're rebelling against her leadership to some degree. So, Robert, go ahead and make your point.
Yes, the point that I wanted to make is that, you know, as an African-American woman, to even get to the position that she's at is rare. And, you know, as a constituent, we've been very happy with all the positions she's taken. My question to everyone is that has it entered in anyone's discussion that, you know, as, a female African-American woman, is she being blocked? And, you know, it seems to me what Klein and others have done is try to usurp her power. And, and she has not been able, it's been frustrating. You know, as a constituent, as someone watching her career since she's been a county legislator, this has been, you know, a very frustrating experience. And I think that there's more to this than simply, that we have a breakaway that, having her as a leader is problematic.
Robert, thank you for that question. Vivian, first time you've heard that?
Yeah, not at all. Not the first time I've heard that. But not to get too in the weeds on Albany power dynamics here, but we're actually talking about a dynamic that has ended up sidelining Senator Stuart Cousins a little bit. And partly that's the result of her number two in the mainstream Democrats, Senator Michael Gennaris, who's from Queens, who's kind of the political strategist for that part of the party. And he has always had a little bit of friction with Senator Jeff Klein, the leader of the IDC. And you saw that play out last week a little bit, where if you go back, you can see them publicly criticizing each other. And this is sort of the result of years and years of friction and kind of personal tension there. And so even though it is Senator Stuart Cousins who's being sidelined, it's kind of the result of these two not really being able to sit at the same table and both of them vying for power a little bit.
Elliot on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Brian. I just wanted to call in. I'm a Staten Island resident, and I've been a teacher. I'm retired now as a UFT member. Senator Savino has been the only member of any body on Staten Island that has represented my values. And you got to remember, Staten Island, we're used to being kind of mocked with some of our representatives. She's the only person that I've ever been proud of to be a resident of her district. And she's the only one who's fighting for when my daughters grow up and want to be a teacher, that they have affordable college and a senior CUNY system. She's the only one who's fighting for what we need in the future. I mean, it sounds like, especially from the last caller, that the Democrats in the Senate are playing identity politics, which is probably why Trump won. I mean, the Democrats have lost their values and they've lost their way. It sounds like the leaders in the Democratic Mainline Conference don't know what to do. And the IDC, Senator Savino, is someone that we can be proud of on Staten Island. You know what we need, and we need affordable college. We need someone who's going to represent our values, especially the working class and unions. And Senator Savino, for over a decade, has been a great leader and someone I'm proud to call my leader.
Elliot, thank you very much. So as we start to run out of time, Vivian, I think a question that we haven't answered yet that's suggested by Elliot is, are these Democrats in the breakaway conference, the caucuses with the Republicans in the New York State Senate, upholding liberal values? Are they pushing liberal issues? I think they would argue that they're getting more liberal bills through the Republican-controlled state Senate because they give them some additional power with these deals that they make than would otherwise be getting through. Now, you know, if somebody's bottom line is seeing progressive legislation get through Albany, then they could say, oh, yeah, okay, I don't like it, but we'll live with it. But is that really what's happening, or is it blocking more progressive legislation than it's enabling?
Well, they call themselves kind of progressive pragmatics. And I think, you know, in some cases, the last caller mentioned Diane Savino. She has definitely become an influential voice in the Senate that she might not have otherwise been if it was fully Republican-controlled without the IDC. And that is true in some cases. On the other hand, a lot of the victories that the IDC claims, like helping to raise the minimum wage last year, instituting paid family leave, I mean, these were initiatives that were initially championed by the governor and really, really pushed for by the governor. And so, you know, the governor really, really wanted these things. And so it's hard to, I think, to argue that at the end of the day, when they're all sitting at the negotiating table, yeah, maybe Jeff Klein pushed for them too. And he's certainly able to say, you know, I was at that table when this decision was made. But I think you could argue that even if he hadn't been there, the governor would have seen it go through. And so, you know, it's hard to dissect every single bill that comes through. But I think what the mainstream Democrats would argue is that if they were in possession of a full, solid, you know, all Democratic majority, that even more progressive legislation would get through. At the same time, yes, the Republicans have been agreeing to certain things, and you could definitely argue that the IDC is an influence on that.
So six Democrats in the New York State Senate caucusing with Republicans. Controversial in a new way now that it's the era of Trump. Now you know, at least you know more, thanks to Vivian Yee, who covers Albany for the New York Times. Vivian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.